Previously on The Scope.
So this is our first episode of the show. You've never heard anything like this, that I can promise. It will be our goal to make sure this is the only podcast you'll ever need. And if that does not pan out, we probably we just hope that you might download this and save this with all the other podcasts you never listen to.
So. Hey, just drop it in the bin and ignore it.
Yep, erase it here and there. And to my parents and friends, you better listen to this because it would be because we put a lot of work into this. And
we've been talking about it for 6 months, so it's about time that
I've asked my friends. I've asked my friends not to listen.
Really?
So we're taking opposite paths there, I guess.
Adam always kicking out the positivity. That's what I love about this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that is an alternative source of energy. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
The Scope takes a look at the upcoming summer movies. We reviewed Iron Man and The Bachelor, and Adam returns from Florida with an unseasonable tan and a taste for the nose candy.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Start.
This is episode 50 of The Scope. In typical Scope fashion, we've done very little in terms of making an event.
Hey, I pulled a little something from episode one.
I appreciate that.
A little taste.
I don't think we've improved at all. I think we sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing. You'd hope in 2 years' time.
I think
you'd
one
get better.
Of us sounds more polished, and the other two maybe less so.
It's up to you to decide which yes. of the person is more polished.
Any ideas, though, Adam?
I mean, although I did sleep in a rock tumbler, so maybe that says something about
look
my polish.
He's already going. The jokes are going. Oh.
That's enough of that.
I like it. Little Aphex Twin type sound. Anyway, what we did do for episode 50 is invite our good friend Molly to the show. Hello,
hi.
Molly.
Hi, everybody.
We've decided two shows in a row. We need two chicks.
Yeah.
Not counting Adam. Molly, what is going on?
In terms of what?
Just life. Let's get right down to it.
Drugs. I do a lot of drugs right now.
You can sense it.
You can tell by the tease. Adam has got a taste for the nose candy, too.
So much it's affecting her body's her skin color in certain parts of her body.
The truth. My feet are emitting a bright highlighter yellow color.
Okay. That's bizarre. Any reason why that's happening?
Vitamin A.
Vitamin A. Mm-hmm. That is her drug of choice.
That's my drug of choice. No, concerts. I've been to a lot of concerts lately.
A lot of men hitting on you at these concerts that we need to know about? Any good stories? Anything...
Here's a story. She's been going to so many with our good friend Nick that he canceled on me going to, or canceled on him and I going to a concert
last night. He canceled you last night?
Oh my goodness, look at here.
He canceled two other times this week, but went twice with me this week.
Does Nick have a girlfriend?
No.
So maybe you're sweet. Are you sweet on him? Are you sweet on Nick?
No.
That's what my grandpa would say. Are you sweet on Nick?
No, I was trying to tell him that I'd be his wingman, but he figured that it doesn't really work as a girl and just the two of us out.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
With Molly, it would not.
Molly destroying everything. So Molly's involved, it's more like kamikaze. It's not.
Ouch. Ouch. Just full speed ahead trying to ram the ship, huh?
Exactly.
I told him I'd help get him a new wingman, but I don't know that he really wants one.
Well, maybe we'll have to call him later and find out.
He cancels on all the wingmen.
I told him, just post something. I said, post a picture of your dick on Craigslist. That works for all the guys on there, I think.
Have you had good success with that, Adam?
No, but every guy does that. Right. So I assume it works if they all do it.
No. He needs someone who likes concerts. He goes to a lot of concerts.
Now you're talking about concerts. Let's hear some of the concerts you've went to in the last week or two.
I went to the Little Ones. I went to the Swell Season. Going to Flight of the Conchords. I went to
Boo.
Another one. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
give us suck. A band we
front,
might give us a band
row,
we might have
row.
Heard of.
Front row. Yeah.
Alabama. Have you seen Alabama?
Will you be throwing your panties on stage?
No.
Talking maybe. To the mic, Molly.
She's close enough to do so, though.
Just pretend like Jared's sitting in front of you.
No.
What?
She's looking at you and she's talking.
I'm turning my head this way. How does that work?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, but I was thinking of going in costume. What do you think about that?
I think that's sort of weird.
I'm not going in costume. But I was told they if you stay, hang around for about an hour, they come out and take pictures with everyone, sign autographs.
Are they wearing pants during that period?
What?
Are they wearing pants during that period?
No.
Will they do those?
Just, yeah.
Just so you know, Molly.
Something for all the ladies.
Yeah. It's on Tuesday, right? That's the show?
Yeah, Tuesday.
On Thursday, they're really good friends with two stand-up comedians that are going to be in St. Paul.
Well,
That supposedly the Flight of the Conchords guys will be going to also.
It's like but a stalker.
They're going to be in Chicago here. On Wednesday.
Or, no. It's on Tuesday also. It's like their show's at 8, right? Uh-huh. And then the comedians' show is at 10, which I know, the flight...
They
show
can't
wouldn't
be
over
done
by then.
Though, then.
No, it wouldn't be over, but the comedian's show
would
probably would
them.
Go
it's
till
the Flight of the
Conchords like
Stalker Club
so.
Here, right on the Scope, episode right. 50.
Yeah. No, the guy who plays Dave on the show, the one who Scooter said was the last comic standing guy,
yep.
He's opening for him.
Okay.
So I don't
well,
know.
There we go, guys.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And any other bands that we've heard of? Just give us one band we might have heard of in the last couple of weeks you've went to.
I went to, who did I just see at first? I have Hot Chip.
Hot Chip, sure.
Do you want to see
Hot Chip? I do have that CD.
I like Hot Chip. They were good. He, the lead
British
singer.
British dance group.
The lead singer came out in all white suit and eventually stripped down to a white wife beater, but not the ribbed kind. An old Nike Air wife beater that was very ridiculous, but also quite awesome.
I don't know what to make of that.
It was like fluorescent green Nike Air. It was just, it was wonderful.
Well, very exciting. Well, hopefully you'll be able to add to the show as we progress. You know, normally we don't allow our guests to talk right away, but for some reason I'm changing the format for episode 50.
Because you know I'll talk anyways.
Yeah.
And Jared, speaking of guests, we did do one small thing to really show that we're a legitimate crew.
Yeah.
We've asked David Lee Roth to be our in-house band member of the day. So David Lee Roth, if you could just give us a little sampling of some of your vocal stylings.
Yeah! Yes, I am!
That was a real subtle segue there, by the way, Shane.
It's so simple!
He loves to sing. I
he
don't
does
know
love
what
to sing.
Hey, Dave, who have you been running with lately?
Run on one more time!
Oh.
He's a little random.
Got nobody.
Dave.
That's too bad. You could have
your,
me, Dave.
What's your take on the Democratic primaries right now? All right, that's fair. He's a big Obama supporter.
Does
so
he have an opinion on Hezbollah?
Yes.
Oh, it's very controversial.
I know. It's I don't know why you would say that, but
well, let's jump over to Adam since he apparently is the king of comedy, and we'll find out what's going on in the world of Adam and kickball.
What's going on in the life of the most elusive Scope host? Let's take a moment and catch up with Adam.
Okay, Adam, you're so funny.
All right. You've got it for a loop. I didn't get a chance to play the kickball.
You've got it all figured out. Is there a kickball?
Kickball.
Oh, here we go.
It's what happens when nerds get athletic.
No, they are not athletic.
There you go.
I hate kickball.
It's what happens when nerds just happen to all be in the same area where there's a sport going on at the same time.
What's the kickball update, Adam? Let's get to it.
We're 0-3 right now. I did not.
Does Molly play kickball?
She's on the team.
Molly
too,
is the captain.
And you're 0-3. I think this is a pretty obvious example of why women should not be allowed to lead sporting teams.
Yeah!
David Lee agrees.
I am the best one.
All I'm going to say is that 2 years ago when I worked for MarketWatch, and I like to say all the work, but it was really Molly that did all the work.
Yeah.
But at least I had the title then. We probably started 1-2 or 2-1. 2-1 probably. We didn't start 0-3 that. No.
We went 0-1, then maybe 1-1.
You think they could have coordinated their information before we...
Yeah. This all seems like a ruse.
Anyway, I missed my very first ever... I missed kickball for the very first time because I was out of town.
Earning 11.
Earning 11, yeah.
Why are you so bad? I mean, I don't understand how...
We have people who think running to first base means running to the pitcher's mound.
Oh my.
Like a special ed kickball league.
It means holding hands, doesn't it, Shane?
I think it does.
Yeah.
We have people who won't catch the ball because they're afraid to put their beer down. I don't know. We have
beer or beard?
beer.
Both.
Okay.
they're gay and holding their fake girlfriend.
They don't know where shortstop is. They don't know how to kick a ball.
Well, you ever thought maybe you should
catch
have like
a ball.
Maybe you should have like a kickball primer beforehand to
No,
kind of
we've done this
primer.
Repeatedly.
We've
it doesn't matter.
Some sort of charts and graphs they could follow.
We send out notes and emails and
Here's the issue.
You can Twitter the rules.
There's got to be a website.
Oh, like, I have. It doesn't work.
Well, I mean, most times, you know, you
put a Commodore 64 at each base.
They're not that kind of nerds. You assume that, you know, they at least played T-ball or have watched baseball in their adult life, you know, which I guess is too much to assume. So you get people, you know, even though you say repeatedly three games in a row when there are zero or one outs and there's a pop fly, which is 75% of every kick in kickball is a pop fly.
Right.
You stay on the base or you stay near the base in case you have to run back. But, you know, all they see is, oh, the ball went somewhere.
The ball's moving. I must run.
So.
And then when it comes to two outs and you say, okay, now you can run, they hold up.
They just don't get the rules.
No.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of negative kickball updates in the upcoming show scheduled.
I look forward to it, honestly.
I'm hoping for a final game win. That's what I'm hoping for. You know,
how many games are there in a season?
Nine, like, or something?
There's nine, and you've lost three.
And we've lost three.
So two-thirds of your games are now losing.
And
two were rained out, too.
Two were rained out.
Well, postponed.
Will you do a doubleheader to make those up? Or?
They do them on Sunday.
Really? One of them they pushed the playoffs back, okay, so we could do it on Thursday. Okay. But
playoffs, right.
Playoffs? Does everyone make playoffs?
Does everyone make playoffs? Is
no,
that the deal?
No, they don't.
Okay, so.
You know, on Thursday.
They don't coddle you like children, at least.
We only lost 11-2 instead of, you know, 17-8. So it was. There
42-1.
There was improvement. There was definite improvement. You know, we're getting a little bit better.
Yeah, they're running the pitcher's mound instead of third base after kicking. That's the improvement.
Exactly.
Excellent.
There's just a few people, you know, you want to just choke hold.
What's the average leg strength on the team?
I don't want to harp or make fun of the individual that ran to the pitcher that much, but I want to point out that
is it a he or she?
It's a he.
In
softball, he did the exact same thing the first time he ever hit
what
the
is
ball.
What does his name rhyme with?
But holding a bat.
almost pencil. You know who I'm talking about, Shane.
Almost pencil.
And he wore skinny pants.
Skinny Ooh. Pants.
How do you slide?
Why do you
skinny
wear
pants?
He looked pretty awesome in the skinny pants, but he wore skinny pants.
It's not exactly athletic wear.
Yeah.
Did he have a cup underneath?
Is he American?
No. yeah. All those American names that rhyme with pencil.
I think he ran to the pitcher's mound because he's used to playing cricket.
Right. And because in cricket, you apparently hit the pitcher with your cricket stick.
every play results in a brawl.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. I would have liked to have been there for that event, I think.
You can come to our next game and report on it live.
Some interviews?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Let's go sport.
Wait, what's the opposite of awesome?
Yeah.
That's what it would be.
Well, speaking of the opposite of awesome, let's find out what's coming up in the rest of the show. As Jared has teased, we're doing the 2008 summer movie preview. That's why Molly's here. She is one of the most educated people when it comes to summer movies, and she'll have a lot to say. Some of it will even make sense. We're also going to review the first big summer blockbuster of the year. It's Iron Man. We've all seen it. It's not 8 weeks out, so it's almost a legitimate review at
almost,
this point.
Yeah.
We're also going to take a look at our random review of the past show, which was The Bachelor London or whatever the hell it was.
London College.
And possibly a battle royale of some sort. So, everybody, this is episode 50. David Lee Roth is in the house. Molly's in the house. And we will begin the show in earnest in just 1 minute.
This is the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shout-Out of the Day.
NFL All-Star Jason Taylor!
That was the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shout-Out of the Day. You go, girl! Summer's here, and the time is right for the highly anticipated but never duplicated Scope Summer Preview. We'll fill you in on all the must-sees and must-avoids of this very important season. The Scope Summer Preview.
Well, I really like the music you selected on that, Jared.
Oh, well, we used it last year.
I know, but it's kind of like maybe know, like the hills of the episode of 90210 in the background. Woo! And the kids are hanging out on campus.
Tony is such a pro. I now understand why 90% of the hits to our website are because of Google searches for Tony Parker.
Right on.
So the summer season is upon us, everyone, and we are going to give you our two cents about all the summer movie issues you need to know. So here's the format. We've got topics. We've got people to talk about them, and we will do so. So let's get right into it with topic number one. Is everyone ready? Mm-hmm. Pretty simple. Are there too many movies coming out this summer that are past their prime? So here's
interesting.
Here's an example.
Molly already has
Indiana Jones, The X-Files, Sex and the City.
Oh, no.
Another mummy movie.
No.
Will these movies do well, and does America even care? We'll start with Adam.
I don't know that past their prime is the right term, but I don't think America is really necessarily that excited for Indiana Jones.
Oh, I think you're crazy.
For example, I don't think it'll... Well, okay.
Like you're crazy. Right away, I'm just saying.
I'm not that excited, and I'm the prime demographic for that
movie.
Are
you really?
Yeah. What year were you born?
1980.
Cats are named after that movie.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't think that. But I mean, in terms of, I don't know. It's a different summer than last year. For like last year was like, you know, they were all hyped up about these huge sequels, and they all did well, you know, enough, but I don't think any of them were that critically, you know, well received.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it's just kind of this weird mishmash of movies that shouldn't really be, like, considered, like, summer blockbuster fare, like Sex and the City. It's a weird part of the year to release it.
Some would call that counter-programming.
Well, yes and no. Like, that's Maid of Honor, right? Is that what that's?
Yeah.
That's counter programming. But I think that the Sex and the City movie is the number one, like, the main movie being released that week. Yeah. Whereas counter programs usually just, you know, like a counterpunch to something else that's coming out.
Point to you.
But every girl, thank you. Every girl that I know is excited for that. So.
Yeah, my wife is very excited about it.
That's what we're doing for my birthday.
Wow.
You know any dudes that are excited to see it?
No, but who goes to see repeated viewings of movies? Fanboys and any girl. So
yeah, I suppose
I will probably see Sex and the City with my wife, and okay. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it. So what can I say?
Last
I've seen, every episode of Sex and the
last
City.
Good. I've seen all
so
of the
excited.
Last season. The last good Sex and the City episode is the one where she farted.
There we have it.
Downhill after that.
Hopefully the movie can have zero nothing episodes. But that. So Molly, you are interested in movies.
Yes.
Talk about this topic in a important manner.
Well. I guess I'm excited for both Sex and the City and The X-Files, but besides that, I think everything's kind of boring or it's not... I mean, again, I don't know if Past the Prime's right, but it's not exciting like maybe certain sequels or...
Are you excited about X-Files knowing that it probably won't actually build that much on the actual X-Files mythology?
It won't
be like a two-hour version of the show?
Who remembers the mythology?
Molly does.
I'm excited because I just want to see more... As Scully Mulder interaction, okay. You know.
I think that Indiana Jones will crush the X-Files at the box office. I think the X-Files might be one of the bigger underperformers of the summer. Actually,
right. I'm not. Saying,
I just don't
I'm
think people
not,
care.
I'm
that
underperformers
not
based
not
on
case,
what though? Because I think it was
the bottom line.
It's a $35 million budget, I think. Right. So I don't know that they're expecting it to do that much. I mean, if you read that, did you read the interview in Entertainment Weekly?
Of course, I did.
All that I took away from that is that George Lucas is bitter and annoying, and that I kind of felt like Steven Spielberg felt the same way about him.
Well,
so,
I didn't get that at all.
Yeah. Were you kind of bored during the trailer for it? Because I was.
Yes,
Jared, were you bored during the trailer?
For what?
Indiana Jones trailer.
No,
I didn't feel nostalgic.
I didn't either.
I did.
I thought it looked great.
Yeah,
I'm
excited.
Nostalgic.
I didn't think there was like exciting action. It wasn't like an exciting trailer for me. I was like, okay, I guess I'll see it because I've been wanting to, but I don't think that did anything for me.
Wow, I'm just tongue tied. I don't know what to say.
Adam agrees, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I will see
then,
it.
Then
I'm sure it will make
right.
a lot of money.
I'll see it too. But
Jared,
yeah.
Say something that
I can't. There's too much commotion
that
going
goes
on.
Against these two. Please,
you know, I don't know that there's too many films that are, as you say, past their prime. X-Files and Indiana Jones probably would be the only ones that I can think of that fall into that. Maybe Sex and the City, but that's not even that old.
The Mummy movie seems like a
the Mummy
yeah.
is past yeah. his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that just
kind of worn out?
They're just trying to revitalize the franchise. Why does everyone have to have a franchise? I don't know. Because it's money in the bank, I guess.
How about Brendan Fraser is just past his prime?
Yeah.
Actually, he's coming out in like four movies.
I know.
This
he's coming
and they're
back.
All family-friendly movies.
Family-friendly action movies.
Family-friendly
he's
action
a likable
movies.
Fellow, I think. I'm not saying I like him, but I think that America finds him to be a likable fellow.
Yeah. So I don't agree that there are too many films that are past their prime that are coming out. But I do agree with you, Shane, that X-Files will probably not do very well. And Indiana Jones will totally clean up. will be one of the bigger performers.
Might be
summer.
The biggest movie of the summer.
I think Iron Man will surpass it.
Yeah,
we'll have to see.
I think people. Batman? There are more people coming out that are past their prime.
Well, we don't see a movie called People. I mean, it's they're involved in the. Oh, she's flipping over. Notes.
Molly walked out the door.
Here we go. Molly's got notes.
The Molly thesis starts now.
No, I won't. I'll wait to see what your other topics are.
I think that.
And then I'll
an overall an overall trend of this summer, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. And knowing Adam, he will correct me even if I'm right. I don't think there's a lot of excitement just in general about movies. I don't think there's something that everyone is just dying to see. I mean, if it was, it's probably Iron Man, and then that's over. I mean,
Batman. I think Dark Knight.
Yeah,
but are really excited for Dark Knight.
I'm not as excited about it.
Yeah, I don't even know if the buzz is high on that one. If you want to know the truth,
I'm really excited for that one.
I guess if you compare it to last year, I can't disagree with you because
of course you can't.
The two big ones, well, Shrek also, but I don't know in our age group, I don't know that people were really that excited for. But Pirates 3 and Spider-Man 3, people
still
really
have not seen Pirates 3.
Yeah, me either.
I haven't seen two.
I saw it, and I don't feel like I saw it. So.
Oh, okay,
it's you know, but
yeah. Whatever.
So from excited. It's like easier to build buzz on a franchise, especially a franchise that has been active in the last 5 years, or one that's hasn't been active for 20 years. You know, so Transformers was last year also.
Yep.
Yeah,
and that was
the biggest buzz of the bunch, probably.
Right. So I agree with what you're coming with, where you're coming from, but it's also May, and I think that a lot of people. Probably don't really get into what's going to be coming out in July and August until close to
Memorial Day weekend.
But there's nothing coming out in July and August.
The Mummy 3.
Yeah. Tropic Thunder. What else do you need?
Gosh.
Well, I think we'll have to keep a close eye on what the performance of some of these movies actually are, and then go from there.
I just like to restate, I'm not saying X-Files will do better than Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. I don't think X-Files will make,
I think X-Files will have disappointing returns. Okay. That's what I think. And David Lee Roth obviously agrees with us. And Jared and I are both on record that Indiana Jones will be in the top three movies of the summer.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I'm just not excited about it.
But maybe you will be.
I mean, right now you can probably say, unless Sex and the City is like Titanic, that the top three would be Batman, Iron Man, and Indiana Jones.
Right.
I mean, it's probably...
I agree with it.
Not Incredible Hulk?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Hancock?
Well,
you know what? I would say Hancock has a chance to be a spoiler there.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
Brings in the bucks. Yeah. Always.
Shane, do you have another topic
for us? My girlfriend is a superhero. That's all I'm saying.
I was really surprised when I read that he hasn't had a losing movie since 2000.
Yeah.
And what movie was that?
I don't even remember.
That's how good he is.
But I was really surprised about that.
Well, here's something that might surprise you. Topic number two.
Okay.
Let's look at it. Has comedy, as it is right now, worn out its welcome?
Yes.
Let's start with the guy that's got a lot of crap in the past year and a half. It's Will Ferrell. Some say he's jumped the shark. And this summer brings fresh comedies from a bunch of well-known funny guys. Such as Judd Apatow, he's got a new project, Pineapple Express, Ben Stiller's Tropic Thunder, Adam Sandler's Zohan movie, and Mike Myers' The Love Guru. Are these guys fresh, or are they past their expiration date? And let's just, for the record, play the trailer for Mike Myers' The Love Guru. Let's hope it plays well in the sound format only.
In a time when the world is searching for enlightenment... One man.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. My goal is to get you to say, G, you are you. TM.
Okay. He's in a position to help.
That's worked
it's
well.
It's my time to shine!
On June 20th,
take a look at this. The Toronto Maple Leafs will pay you $2 million if you can get Darren Roanoke back with his wife in time to win the Stanley Cup.
Give me a pound. Lock it down. Break the pickle. Tickle, tickle.
The second best guru in India is coming to America.
How do you do? Shrimp?
What'd you call me?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your gnome. Name! You are a midget.
Ain't no connection between my hockey and my love life.
You are not allowed to fight anyone for any reason.
What the hell are you doing?
Was that upsetting?
Looks
Looks like I'm gonna have to shove these love beads someplace special.
Nice hat. I had a hat like that once. Then my mom got a job.
Don't laugh, Molly.
From Paramount Pictures.
Rajneesh, I'd like an alligator soup and make it snappy. Because alligators are snappy, and at the same time, I want it prompt.
I'm glad we found the 5 minute
trailer. Mike Myers.
Saying I love
Jessica Alba.
So, Jane.
Boyfriend?
Nope.
Girlfriend?
Well, I mean, there was one time in college.
Really?
Huh? What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, someone knows that a special Quebec pizza, you know, like in the porno.
Looks like he's smuggling a schnauzer.
The Love Guru.
I'd like to thank the Academy. Wow, these things are heavy.
Yeah. Put me down, jackass.
Okay.
June 20th.
You know, I think this one was different.
It was definitely different.
It was more. It was different.
In a time.
Oh. When the- Why is it looping?
We want to hear it again.
It was a clip you sent me loops, I guess.
You saw it with Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So did we. And it's different.
It doesn't matter. I still didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very confused by that. Molly, you have something to say. You've got notes on the same exact topic.
No, I was just going to say this is the people I was referring to that are past their prime. All the comedians. They're all the same characters, all the idiots, either with Sandler's got his weird voice, loser guy, Myers is the weird voice, sex guy again, Farrell are just idiot, and Riley, idiot. They're always in movies together. You forgot Murphy, Eddie Murphy's got the same character coming out.
Oh, does he have him?
Yep.
It's even like another outer space thing.
It's another
Peter
Nash.
That's exactly right.
It's Meet Dave, and Steve Carell, he's got the Get Smart, which is the same idiot character that he plays on the Office to me, and Stiller, and they're just, nothing's new with any of them. I want a new comedian. And actually, I even throw Seth Rogen more weed jokes in movie.
See,
in,
that's why I take a different stance. So I think
please
if you look
it.
At, no, I agree with everything other than
had a different
saying
stance
that, comedy in general is that not dead, because I bet that a lot of those do relatively well.
They will, but
people
it's
like dumb stuff.
Tired.
Oh, they'll do well just because, you know, people.
That's all there is out this summer. That's why they'll do well.
People don't like to take risks either. They like to see a known commodity, I guess.
There may be one or two of those movies that might actually be funny too. I mean, we have to give it the benefit of the doubt. But it does seem like everybody that the headliners for those movies are doing, they seem to be doing the same thing, and that only goes so far.
And I'm tired of it, and that's all they're offering this summer, so it's a little bit frustrating.
I'll say, like, I kind of wonder if it's because, like, at least for Adam Sandler and Mike Myers, they haven't done their character type movies in forever. I mean, yeah.
Mike Myers hasn't
Shrek,
been on TV
right?
in movies in 6 years in a live action movie.
Right.
So,
right. And then when's the last time Adam Sandler did, you know, something with, you know, that was comedic that, you know, was like his kind of style of comedy.
Yeah. I mean, serious stuff for a while.
Click he did.
Yeah. But even Click was somewhat serious. I haven't seen it, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, I never saw it. Yeah.
Well, I think that if you look at the Judd Apatow whole family of comedies right now, like every one of them has outperformed like what they were expected to do, mm-hmm. Up to including Sarah Marshall. So
which was the best one?
Right, I liked it the most, and if you look at what Pineapple Express is against, like it's different, I think, than a lot of the other things because it's like a stoner comedy, but it's a stoner comedy that's like an action comedy
with heart. So,
no, all of his movies have heart.
And all of his movies with Seth Rogen are stoner comedies.
Well, Seth Rogen is a stoner.
And didn't he write this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. With his friend Evan. Yeah. Yes.
Evan the Stoner.
Yes.
Right on.
Yeah.
So are any of you guys going to see any of these movies? Let's go through the list.
We have a list. Let's do it.
We've got Pineapple Express, Tropic Thunder, The Love Guru, Zohan, and they'll just throw that Eddie Murphy movie in there. Maybe Get Smart.
Meet Dave. And then the Farrell one is Step Brothers.
Oh, he does have...
Farrell and Riley are doing Step Brothers.
John C. Riley?
Yes. Yeah.
Jared, any of those interest you?
I'm on the Tropic Thunder train. Definitely. I don't know. For some reason, that movie just looks awesome.
I would really like to see that, actually. Yeah. Because you know what it reminds me of?
I want to see it because he's in it. Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man
also,
is in it, yes.
It reminds me of the Zoolander kind of what's his name? Ben Stiller,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
not the Meet the Parents Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Stiller's got two comedy characters. Yeah. He's got the guy that's somewhat like himself, who's a bumbling idiot. Then he's got the weird character.
Right. Well,
I put the full of himself character
because sure.
they're always full of themselves.
There we go. Full of himself character. Mm-hmm. So the Eddie Murphy movie, not on anyone's radar.
No.
I've completely forgotten about it until it
yeah,
was
it wasn't
up.
Even on my list.
Yeah.
I think Pineapple Express could be interesting, but. For me personally, I'm not a big stoner comedy guy, so that may slip under my radar.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why I like Sarah Marshall, because it wasn't so stoner like the rest of them.
I mean, the only stoner stuff in the 40-year-old version, mm-hmm. they make reference to it,
mm-hmm.
Some, and then in Knocked Up, he's a stoner. But like, I mean, the only real thing you get from that is when they're hanging around making their Mr. Skin website, not realizing there's already Mr. Skin, and
it's more than
no.
That.
His friends are pretty much
thing.
Yeah. His
throughout the entire thing, they're stoned. I all guess. The friends.
Yeah,
it okay. wasn't really a plot point though.
It wasn't
more
a plot
so
point,
than
it
was just giving an example of what his life was like.
Right. So
yeah,
and
or is
well, like. I guess so. It's not that each of these movies are about getting stoned, but that there's always someone who is obsessed, or that's
yeah.
their character is their stoner. Not
doesn't that mirror real life? Honestly?
Not always. No.
maybe
in LA.
I don't know. Margaret, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Is someone being
Adam,
outed here
Adam,
as 420 friendly?
I thought it was just Coke, Adam. Sorry.
Well, it's whatever I get my hands on, really.
Okay.
And let's talk quickly about the Love Guru in very specific terms.
Okay.
What do we think of this? I mean, is this just a mess?
Looked really bad, but yeah. I will say, and we talked about this after we saw the trailer during Iron Man, the one part that made me laugh was when they put his head on a little kid's body.
That was so creepy.
Yeah,
I thought it was
I don't know if I can get behind that.
You know, it's kind of funny with this movie. You know, it revolves around things that Mike Myers finds interesting, and I was reading that, you know, he took a shine and an interest in these weird gurus, these spiritual types. But then he's also tying hockey into it for some reason, which he loves hockey.
Yeah.
So it just seems very,
it's very so
egocentric, you know?
Yeah. What's interesting, I kind of find the process of how he came up with the character interesting, because so the background is he went around New York doing like free shows as this character, like not saying Mike Myers as, but just saying whatever the name of the character is, you know, and like, so, you know, sometimes three people would show up and I guess often enough people didn't realize it was Mike Myers, but so he like developed the character from that. So like, I find that interesting, but not to the extent where I would want to see the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that he struck gold with Austin Powers, but you know, I'm of the opinion that part two was a disaster and part three was better than part two, but it, you know, if I were to decide to watch Austin Powers, it would be one movie. It wouldn't be three, or it wouldn't be, you know, two of them. So that's what I think.
Do you think it's time for him to maybe not do a film of his own creation, but do someone else's work? Would that be a better fit for him at this point?
I think that he might get might have a different image on screen that could be interesting. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of those comedians tend to be pretty, you know, into themselves, and they know that there's this formula that they can stick with and go far. But you know, obviously there's a shelf life with that stuff, so you can only do so many of those types of movies until it gets old.
Well, I mean, what's going to stop him when it makes $100 million?
Yeah. Right. Well, we'll see if it actually does. I think that movie could really underperform.
Yeah. Yeah.
That movie sort of reminds me of Eddie Murphy's Holy Man, which I thought was really bad.
Yeah,
and
never
that's
saw
all
that.
That's all I see when I see the trailers is Holy Man. And
I don't remember people.
Positive.
I don't remember people laughing in the theater when they saw the trailer.
I think people were confused. Yeah. That's the word that I got in my head.
I want him to go back to like Axe Murder, that kind of movie.
Maybe he will. Well, let's move on to topic three since we're running out of steam on topic two. This is sort of a repeat of last year's summer movie preview, but I got to ask it again. Are there too many comic book movies this year? We've got Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, The Dark Knight, Hellboy 2. Even if they are all good, is there too much of a good thing going on here? Jared?
I would say yes. I think there's only so much fanboy money to go around, and if you don't attract a larger audience than that, then you're gonna fall apart. You're not gonna make the money back, and then that's gonna discourage you from making the films in the future. Although I am heartened by the fact that Marvel seems to be creating their universe in film now, and going forward from Iron Man, they're, you know, everything's gonna seem interrelated and building up to obviously Avengers. But I don't know. You could spread them out throughout the year. You know, I think that would be, it'd be nice to have one of these films in the fall or even the winter.
here's my problem with superhero movies in general. Even if they are terrific, every last one of them, they tend to follow a very similar story arc every single time. Mm-hmm. And that gets old. You can only tell that story so many different ways.
Especially if you're in the first one, you got to do the origin story.
Yeah, your first one's origin story, you know, you sort of build up and learn who you need to be, and then you fight some big bad who might even have been a friend of yours in the past. And then
it's likely that he was a friend of yours.
And then that's that similar plot line kind of follows through on the sequels, except oftentimes there's no origin there. It's just, you know, maybe self-doubt, or you go through some sort of arc where you've got to relearn your powers or relearn who you are, and then fight a big bad guy at the end.
You know what? I guess I see where you're coming from, but that you're like basically saying the same thing for every video game then, but you keep playing video games. I mean, how many different plots are there through Grand Theft Auto, but you've played every Grand Theft Auto?
18. 18
different. So, I mean, I get it's like baseball.
I'm just throwing it
it's
out
like
there,
sport.
Adam. Come on.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm just like, as a counterpoint to it, it's just like sports where, I mean, you know, you watch the Vikings every year. The field's the same. You know, the game's the same, but you still find... you know, you still find it interesting just because the players
wait till they introduce the lightning ball this year, Adam.
is part of this due to the fact that you know the characters typically, having read comic books in the past and currently, and so maybe some of these stories don't seem as fresh and unique as they would to someone who is just being introduced to them?
I don't know if you're asking me. I personally don't have an opinion.
Books, and they're not fresh and unique to me, so...
It's the same old story to you,
exactly.
Molly.
I think in a four-month-long summer, you know, if we include May, four comic book movies is probably fine. And, I mean, the only one of... I mean, if we could also probably include Hancock.
Yeah, I was going to say Hancock.
So, it's not a comic book, but it's you know...
It's going to be the same sort of thing.
It has comic book themes, and there are comic books that are probably just like that.
I mean, of those, you know, the only one I'm not excited for is... You know, well, actually, the Hulk doesn't have even though it's a reset, it doesn't have an origin story in it.
No.
Maybe it's fine because people know, you know, from just a few years ago. But that's the only one I'm not really excited to see. But I'll still probably see it.
Yeah.
Why are you not excited? I'm curious.
Because the only real draw to me to it is Edward Norton himself, mm-hmm. Who
Tim
has
Roth.
Been... But Edward Norton,
Iron Man.
Edward Norton's been so well. Yeah, but he's going to be in half a second of it. Edward Norton's been so pissy about how this whole thing shook out at the end with the cut that he wanted. You can't have a 2-hour, 30-minute-long theatrical release of the Hulk. And I like
because Ang Lee did it already, and it went over like a lead balloon.
And I mean, I like Edward Norton a lot, and I would love to see the director's cut, you know, come out on DVD if I like the actual theatrical movie. But I don't see where he's coming from on this, and I think he's being a dick by not you know, going on Letterman and everything, you know, like he said he's not going to do and do no promotion for it. So, you know. And it's dumb for me to, like, you know, all the background stuff is, you know, making me, you know, feel one way about a movie. But I, of the four or five, it's the one that I would be least interested in anyway. Just because the Hulk, in terms of how they do it in movies, is never interesting anyway. As soon as they do a Planet Hulk, you know, an actual angry Hulk, I sent Molly a picture of when Iron Man and the Hulk are fighting. And that would be interesting to me, like. You know, not bad Hulk, but, you know, uncontrollable Hulk.
Well, they could, they could do a Hulk version that mimics the Ultimate Universe in the Marvel comics, which would be very interesting. And I think they're kind of trying to lead up to that a little bit. But, you know, I think the problem with the Hulk right now, and Jared and I have talked about this, he's posted on it on his websites and his Twitters, that the trailer looks very similar to the original movie, which was a, you know, not really critically acclaimed, and all the fanboys hated it.
Yeah. He's the emoest giant super strength person in the world.
As I Twittered, as I looked at the giant Hulk standee at the theater when I was going to see Iron Man, I said, the Hulk has terrible teeth and emo hair.
Oh, I probably I'm copying Hulk, you.
The Hulk needs to, that special effect that they have, that has to be 100% believable for that movie to work.
Yeah.
And if it's 99%, it doesn't work. You have to buy into it completely. And people didn't for the first movie, and it doesn't look like they're going to do it for the second movie.
No, the CGI in this one just looks terrible. Mm-hmm.
You know, at least in Iron Man, they were smart. Oh, I'm giving away part of the review. But, you know, they hid the possible flaws that could have happened in that movie by having a lot of the action take place at night. And it's a robot. You know, you can make robots look more realistic than you can a 10-foot-tall, green-skinned, muscle-bound man. So I don't really know what to say about that, except look out. And now I will go to Molly, Jared.
Yeah.
I gave Molly homework. I said, Molly, give us a topic
Okay.
that would apply to the female persuasion out there. So, Molly, what did you come up with?
Why did you give it to Molly then?
Ouch.
What did you say?
I said, why did you give it to Molly?
That's not very nice.
Well, That's sort of mean.
No. Molly knows what I'm talking about here. Yeah. She's not a girly girl, especially in terms of her entertainment choices, so...
Yeah, I've been berated by my friends for seeing movies that I think are female movies that they say, oh, that would never be a female movie. For example, like The Last King of Scotland or things like that. But
yeah, you're strange. That's not a female movie. give us your topic, Molly. We're running really short of time today.
Well, in trying to find a female topic, I more or so came up with female beef. There aren't any female movies coming out this summer. And besides that, there aren't any female-led female actresses. There's no prominent, and if they are, they're sidekicked some comic book character or something like that. There's nothing. Beyond Sex and the City, we've got Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Mamma Mia, which I could care less about. And I guess I kind of put What Happens in Vegas in there. And
getting good reviews, by the way.
It is.
No, it has a 35 on Metacritic.
Really?
Yeah, 35 on Metacritic.
Well, the one review I read was 3 stars.
Okay, you can't believe the Star Tribune.
Out of 10, Shane? Out of 10?
Out of 3. I put The X-Files as a kinda, just because...
Because you like it.
Because all my female friends want to see Scully and Mulder hook up. And
is that their tabloid name?
The International, I put kind of because it's got Clive Owen in. I'd go see it just for him. Oh, and The Accidental Husband, which is Uma Thurman. But really, I mean, there isn't anybody. I was informed you've got Cate Blanchett, you know, as a Nazi. But what is? I mean, there's
not Nazi though. They're Russian.
There's
aren't they?
Nothing out yep, there she's for Russian. Us this yeah. summer.
She's a Russian.
Are you
Nazi.
Sad about that?
I'm a little bit because if I'm gonna have a no brainer, I like my chick flick no brainers.
Well,
and normally in the winter and the fall, you've got all the intense dramas, and so in the summer, I don't just want to go see a comic book movie or something. I want to see something else. And I was thinking, you know, for date night, we've got no choices. They're like, yeah, you can pick tonight, honey.
Who are you gonna
That's
take?
Because everybody else, they know that you're gonna get some movie that they want because there's
honor.
Crap out there.
And who are you gonna take on that date? That's what I want to know.
My drug dealer,
Nick.
Wow.
Yeah.
just so I know, because I'm a boy, I never pay attention to girl movies.
Right.
Are there usually some girl movies, like actual good, not counter programming kind of girl movies during the summer? I can't think of
what I mean. What do you mean by girl movie versus counter program movie?
Like a movie that you would want to be on during the summer that's not this year that you're saying, you know, there's nothing.
Well, there's normally a ton of chick flicks.
Like last year, there was that Die Hard movie that the women really got behind.
I don't know. Like, there's no Reese Witherspoon movie this summer. There's none of the...
Delayed.
There's
Thank
none
you.
Of the...
There's no Susan Sarandon dying.
There's no real romantic...
There's no Julia Roberts movie.
No?
No, there's not. There's no real romantic...
There isn't a Julia Roberts movie coming out this summer?
No.
Okay.
Shocker. You're too busy raising kids.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Composting. Because just a romantic comedy would be a good example, and there's a few, but yeah, there's
Sex
no
in the City, but besides that, or right. The Uma Thurman one is supposed to be a romantic comedy, but it looks terrible.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was last year's? Was Knocked Up last year?
Knocked Up was last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cross mm-hmm. gender.
Right.
Once was last year. I mean, there was a decent amount last year, but there wasn't. I could have gone and researched what was last year, but
I think with all the notes you took, clearly you didn't do a complete and thorough researching job.
I'm disappointed.
Unlike Adam, who comes completely prepared every episode.
Yeah. I feel like I don't get my fair part of having no-brainer movies this summer. So.
Well, maybe your people should control Hollywood like mine do.
I get to go to whatever Adam wants to go to, or Mike or Nick or whoever wants to go to, not anything that I'd actually pick out myself.
Do you think David Lee Roth thinks there's a lot of chick flicks out there this summer?
I don't know, maybe.
It's kind of not.
He does. He does enough. Yeah.
Yeah!
I don't know. It's like they hit all the demographics. They hit family. They hit fanboys. They hit all that, except they miss the women.
Well, obviously, they're staying home cleaning the kitchen.
Right. I mean, we play in our gardens and, you know, things like that. we don't.
Do the grocery shopping.
Exactly. You know, change the diapers, whatever.
Man,
else.
I'm happy I'm not a girl.
Yeah, we've got it good, gentlemen. Yeah, we've got it good.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. Date night this summer, no matter what gets picked, you or her, you're getting something you want.
Well, I mean, any date night, I do get what I want.
Thank you.
Where's the...
the whip?
Yes!
Sorry, I want the rim shot. There we go.
So let me ask... Hi-oh. Let's go around the room. One last question, and then we'll close up this segment. Mm-hmm. Beyond Iron Man, yeah. Most eagerly anticipated movie of the summer. We will start with the lady. What movie are you looking forward to the most?
What movie?
The remaining movie.
Oh, I think The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Adam?
Dark Knight.
Shane says Indiana Jones. Jared says?
I'll say Indiana Jones, and I'll follow it up with a dark horse that I'm probably the only one who's going to want to see this is Prince Caspian.
I don't want to see it.
Sorry. I'm a big fan of the books. So
I have a question for you.
I was really excited for the first one.
Okay, so the first one is very much based, you know, is about Jesus, you know, dying, coming back. What are the rest of the books? Like, how do they tie into Christianity? I don't want to call it mythology.
You're asking me to talk about. No. I have no idea.
Okay. No, I was just,
actually I haven't read the books in 20 years.
Okay. It's Scientology is the next religion they're going to go
on. You know what really pisses me off about that? And it makes me not want to see it. And it's the stupidest little thing. But at the end of the first one, it shows them all grown up and going back and happy in the land. Mm-hmm. But now their kid's going back and all of a sudden all this stuff has happened. So why would they put that last scene in?
Because that's what happens in the book.
But it doesn't make sense. There's this continuity thing that pisses me off, and I don't want to see the movie because of this continuity.
Okay, if continuity is going to bug you, then don't even bother. Because if what I remember right, that it jumps all over the place in time over the course of the seven books or whatever. So
and
those characters aren't even always the main characters. So
interesting. Well, thank you, Jared, for your Prince Caspian insight, and I want to thank everybody else for their summer movie insight. We've got a lot more of the show left.
You're welcome, Shane.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, one last word.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Ruining my flow.
I know.
That's why I sound terrible.
I just wanted to throw in my dark horse to the one I'm really excited about, is Sex and the City.
There we go. Sex and the City. Let's end it with that, Jared.
Got nobody.
All right. We'll be back in a minute.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
Yeah, from music.podshow.com, this is Mobile with See Right Through Me. From Canada, keep it up!
Holy man is to drag me down. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the scope.
Under the scope. Yes, indeed, under the scope, the 50th edition of it.
Woot.
Very exciting. Let's move on to the news. It looks to me like Adam has really gotten behind the all-electronic version of his
I'm going green.
News gathering process. Let's see if he can get it right this time. Go ahead, Adam.
This time. All right. So, first up, we have... I'm pretty sure I'm copying the Daily Show on this, but it's our dick move of the week.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't watch the Daily Show, then it doesn't matter. It's completely new and original to me.
I don't have any dick sounds.
It's a story about hackers trying to spur epileptic seizures in people that have epilepsy. So computer attackers typically don't inflict physical pain on their victims, but in a rare example of
they're already starting to hack
an attack. Oh, great. Now they're going after me. In a rare example of an attack apparently motivated by malice rather than money, hackers recently bombarded the Epilepsy Foundation's website with hundreds of pictures and links to pages that rapidly flash with images. And so the Epilepsy Foundation's website allows people, to upload, they have a forum and that allows people to upload, pictures and stuff. And there were links to all these web pages that people created or animated GIFs that were just flashing on and off. There are no reported seizures because of it, but there were people that did have headaches and things that if you have epilepsy, you're more sensitive to that kind of thing anyway.
Where are these hackers located? Are these American hackers, or are these lousy Russian hackers that are getting their fingers into everything?
They're being stupid douchebags, so they're probably Americans.
Okay. Yeah, but that makes sense.
Oh, right.
But the premise that it's rare for hackers to try to do something dickish that instead
dickish.
Instead of being motivated by money is kind of a misnomer because the term hacker is funny too because they weren't really hacking but
just little script kiddies.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to break that out. Like I know what it even means.
Script kiddies.
I don't know.
You have a script kiddie, Molly?
But one of the things
she's nodding her head. Yes, she does have a script kiddie.
One of the things I thought was interesting about this. No, not cat, not kitty cat.
Oh,
let's make the news good with sound, everybody.
I has a cheeseburger. but one of the things I thought was really weird about the story is there's a quote here from Paul Ferguson, a security researcher at Trend Micro.
Oh yeah, I know Paul,
the Paul Ferguson.
So, mm-hmm. But here's his quote about this hack. He says, quote, "I count this in the same category of teenagers who think it's funny to put a cat in a bag and throw it over a clothesline. I've never heard of this before."
Who does that sort of
what
thing?
What is that?
That's new to me.
It's our all cat related.
Yeah,
news.
That's my bag of tricks, though.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm going for the peanut.
I mean, I can't imagine a cat would like that. I just don't understand the thing there.
It doesn't seem like a common turn of phrase.
It seems like something that happened to Tom and Jerry or something like that. Yeah. You know, back in the 40s and 50s.
He was confused.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next up, we talk a lot about how at least a couple of us on the show pirate probably a lot of movies and not music, but movies or TV shows.
Never.
No, not really.
No.
Sorry. Used to, though?
Doctor Who is about the only thing I download for TV shows.
I thought you said once you got one of those letters from their...
That was, HBO shows. Okay. That was a couple years ago, though.
Okay.
I've reformed.
Well, Scooter does. Well, I haven't. Yeah, and
Scooter.
Let's put people's addresses out there, too,
Scooter
by the way.
Scooter was a guest one time.
And movies, right. No. I've,
does he have a last name and a phone number that people can contact
him?
Scooter
social.
Was a guest one time.
So here's the story about Comcast considering monthly data caps and disconnecting repeat pirates. Other than Time Warner's single city foray into monthly data caps, which Time Warner's doing in, I thought it was New York, but then I tried looking it up and it's not. Consumption-based billing has mostly been little ISPs with little monopolies. And given the market, people thought that's how it would stay.
Wasn't consumption a 19th century disease?
There's that too, which is very scary.
Does it tie into this?
Broadband Reports is reporting... that now Comcast is mulling monthly data caps. something like, so it's in the works, but something like 250 gigs and then $1.50 extra for every gigabyte over that.
So what is 250 gigs? What could you, say if you're illegal, could you download an album and still be under that cap?
Well, I mean, an album is like 50 megs.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But I think the people that are probably, that they're probably annoyed with the most are people that are downloading Blu-ray movies right now, which are coming in around.
Is that up and down?
It just says... Who knows right now?
And no, that's a good point. Because there's a lot of, that would hit people who share a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people's names that rhyme with Radom Ritnik.
Right. that's a very good Scooby-Doo version.
Thank, thank you very much.
But Blu-ray movies right now are like 50 or 60 gigs. So that five of those and you're at your limit.
You're out.
But... Even
is that really such a widespread problem?
Right. Well,
what are people doing? I mean, how do you watch it then? If you're downloading Blu-ray movies, can you burn them to a Blu-ray disc?
They have writable Blu-ray.
Oh, do
right
they?
Now.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Or even if you didn't,
I'm so behind the times.
Even if you have your file share, you know, like your own computer with a terabyte drive in it,
yeah,
and hook it up to your home media PC, and then it plays it on your.
Oh, I see. Okay. So.
Yeah, but exactly.
Lessons in piracy here on
it's
the
like,
show.
It's got to be less than 0.1% of all internet users.
Well, then cap it, I say. Put that cap on.
So that's what's funny about the story is I can't really argue.
But does that justify everything?
Their mentality, because I mean, I don't want to call it stealing, but I steal a lot. So.
What do you got next, Adam?
Next up, Family Guy creator seals a mega deal. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I did hear about this. This is amazing.
This is baffling to me.
So, it really is.
I hate the wording on the Yahoo story here, but from Wonderkind to TV mogul, after 2.5 years of negotiations, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane has inked a new overall deal with 20th Century Fox TV that would make him the highest paid writer-producer working in television. The pact, which could be worth more than $100 million, will keep MacFarlane at 20th Century TV through 2012, covers his animated... services on Family Guy and two other animated series, American Dad and a Family Guy spinoff called The Cleveland Show, as well as his series development, which includes a multi-camera comedy with one of the Family Guy writers. So, and then there's a bunch of other TV series and DVD things and all that. Apparently, the Family Guy franchise alone is worth $100 billion. $1 billion.
$100 billion. That's a lot.
I was off by two whole zeros.
And what does that have to do with the fact that I have the last two episodes unwatched on my TiVo?
I hate that show.
I like that show a lot, and after hating it the first two seasons, it's way past The Simpsons in terms of
likability. Either.
But Fox has canceled this show twice.
Yeah, it is really one of the most interesting stories in all of television. In the past 10 years, the story of the Family Guy franchise.
It's bizarre to
me. It's gone from, kind of cult favorite to a canceled show to a superpower.
Right.
And, it does well with reruns and DVD sales. Very, very high for this show. But
right. I mean,
who would have thunk it would have been this much?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't get it. And, I mean, I like his sense of humor. There's the 100th episode special that he hosted. And he just interviewed people that hated the show.
That was funny.
Yeah. And I like it, but I don't get it.
And he looks like Peter Brady.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous like how much he looks like him.
And it is a curse. No, Peter Brady and Adam Carolla, if they had a baby. Yeah. That's what he
looks with the
like.
Weirdest voice ever.
Yeah. So, anyway.
What do you do?
It's just
applaud
weird
him,
that,
I guess.
They would do that. Yeah.
What else, Adam?
Iron Man and Grand Theft Auto 4. They've teamed up to crush a modern marketing myth that was created by the film industry last year. So I don't know if you remember last year, but when Halo 3 came out, it crushed all these records and made like $400 million or something in the first week. I'm glad that we brought that back.
Body Hit 8 is always there for you.
In October 2007, when Halo 3 was released, box office receipts were down 27%. Company mouthpieces had to come up with a reason why, so they fired up their BS machines. This is a very professional article.
BS machine.
That allows them to blame everything from online piracy to Scientology for poor movie sales. But the main thing they were focusing on was, it's because... Halo 3 came out. That's where all the everyone's extra money was going to. One of the movies they point to as underperforming the most and being the biggest one hit by this is The Heartbreak Kid. The terrible Ben Stiller
remake. Which I watched
remake.
That movie about 2.5 weeks ago, and it was terrible. Wow. It was really terrible.
Yeah.
It couldn't be that they made a bad film.
Right, yeah. Right.
No.
I also like marketed the fact that they try to say that that's the same demographic. People that play Halo 3.
Not were, even close.
Right? No. No.
Not even close.
Well, this past weekend, Iron Man came out and made, I think the final tally was $108 million, right?
Now 200 worldwide.
Right. Yeah. So it's the second largest American opening ever for a non-sequel. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out and made $500 million. And you have to say that these are targeted at the exact same, you know, it's like they're focused on the same niche. Right. And I mean, they're broad enough, but like they, you know, are definitely focused on this, you know, 18 to 35 year old males.
Mm-hmm.
So basically destroying this stupid theory. And so this had been popping up, I think, in the entire month prior. Like, I heard it on.
I heard it too.
It was everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
And, you know, I kept saying there's no way that this is the case. If Iron Man's good, and just from the trailer alone, you knew that a lot of people were going to go see it. They were expecting 81 million. So it's
70 million.
They're expecting.
Okay. 41 million.
We're going to keep going down.
70 million.
I heard 12.
They're expecting 70. And so, that was a high.
So I think, you know, so it just destroyed that theory, I think, once and for all. And basically, if the movie's good and the game's good, then they'll both bring in money.
Adam, did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Did you buy the game?
Well, I don't have a console that will run the game, but I've been considering. I told you. Did I tell you guys? I asked you guys for input on it. I'm considering trading in my Wii for.
Wow!
Can you just give me your Wii?
I will give you the Wii for $250. Yeah, yeah. Can we get her saying? Can you just give?
Oh,
me
I can isolate
Wii?
That. Sure,
that's isolated.
Hey, Adam, are you saying that if something is of good quality, people will buy it?
I know it's a stretch. But
we might be on to something.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Love guru.
Throw that in your economic theory.
Yeah. What else, Adam? Any all more right. stories?
Yeah, I have a bunch of like really little
okay,
ones.
Let's
we have
hit them out
a really good, really, really good new Dark Knight trailer.
No, I like the first one better.
I
you have to be contrary.
This one
all the time
really excited me. And
double L Y.
It shows probably how Harvey Dent becomes Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
Still like the first one better.
Let's see.
Joker looks creepier in it.
Oh, I think it looks creepy in both.
I don't think I've seen this new one.
Sprint. I'll put a link on the little thing.
Fantastic.
Sprint and Samsung are, through the month of May, spending $100 million for marketing this new phone about how it's better than the iPhone because it has 3G and GPS. Exactly 1 month they'll get this because, you know, beginning of June, Apple will have a 3G and GPS iPhone. So they're wasting it.
So the rumors are going.
Right.
They'd be foolish not to.
Adam knows something that we don't.
Adam has people on the ground, feet in the bushes.
He knows somebody whose name rhymes with Reeve Robs.
Wow.
Reeve Robs?
Thanks, Scooby.
I brought that joke back.
Okay. I think the most annoying thing of the week, though, is it's been announced that the federal budget for the advertising and education for the digital TV switch, you know, that whole thing, February of next year, $1.5 billion. Federal ad budget for adult education and fighting illiteracy amongst adults, $500 million. So three times as much money going towards advertising the digital TV switch.
You got to keep them dumb and stupid.
Yeah. Wii pole dancing game is coming out.
Seriously?
MacGyver movie's in the works.
Jared will be buying a Wii immediately.
I love me some pole dancing.
Nine Inch Nails has released their new album, like an actual album with lyrics and everything, two months before the retail version.
Crazy Cats.
And that's that.
That's that.
Mm. Way to go, Adam. Well, how would you say he did in the news, Molly? You've listened to the show many times. Instant critique.
Was
it pitchy?
B minus.
Because it was pitchy, I think.
Well, I like it. Well, let's see how Jared...
A little bit long-winded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
Jared, let's see how Adam does on the reviews. I will say nothing except...
Yes!
We've got reviews. Adam, take it away.
Do you care which one's first?
Iron Man. The random review always goes second.
Oh, yes!
Right. Or last. How about that?
Do we do news now?
Yeah.
Boy, that joke is good.
Yeah. Coming soon.
So, I don't know if you guys knew this. You probably did because we did the entire B block about it. But the summer movie season is upon us.
Hot damn!
Wow.
This is news to me, Adam. When did this start?
It started at the first line of this.
Wow! Good to know. Good to know.
So it makes perfect sense to cast the scope gaze on the first huge moment of the
season. Is that trademarked?
That is trademarked.
I mean, is that like the big eye of Sauron on top of the tower? It is. Look at that. Ooh, scope gaze. Your scope gaze. Well, now look at this.
I don't read word for word sometimes, but I want to point out that how pretentious Shane's write-up of this is, because it actually starts, the summer movie season is obviously upon us. In the last line,
and if you don't know that, where have you been living?
The reason why I wrote it that way is because we just did a whole thing about it,
you some sort of albino who lives in a cave?
Wait, and then
you
and
have
then
no powers of sight, for you've never needed it?
The last line is,
troglodyte.
So we're casting our gaze upon the first huge film of the season, and that film would be, of course, Iron Man.
What's the word on the street?
But the way Shane says it is so Shane.
How if I were to read that, that's how I would say it.
If you were to read it, it sounds normal to you, but when Adam reads it, it just sounds
like a dick.
Yeah. Well, I can't read anything and sound like pretentious dick.
Iron Man, the movie, is based on the fictional Marvel Comics character Iron Man.
Oh, it's fictional.
I thought it was real.
Directed by John Favreau.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Favreau. Jesus.
This film is about Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., a billionaire industrialist, a master engineer who is captured by terrorists in Afghanistan.
And an excellent lay.
Ordered to build a missile for them, Stark uses his resources instead to build a powered exoskeleton to make his escape. Returning to the United States, Stark improves his armor and becomes the technologically advanced superhero Iron Man.
Wait till Adam gets to this part. He's going to go apeshit. Just wait.
Stark returned a changed man, however, much like Robert Downey Jr., some might say.
Some might say it.
After seeing the destruction his weapons have caused, he realized that he must try and do good in the world. But try telling that to his longtime partner and mentor, Obadiah Stane, played by Jeff Bridges. Jeff
I
Daniels.
Love
that would have been
Bridges.
Great.
Clip one.
Oh. Well, that went well.
Did I just paint a target on the back of my head?
Your head? What about my head?
He's so the dude.
What do you think the over-under on the stock drop is going to
be? Really tied the room together.
Optimistically, 40 points.
At minimum. Yep. Tony.
Positive.
We're a weapons manufacturer.
Go back. I just want everyone to listen to how he says manufacturer, because he said it funny twice.
Tony. We're a weapons manufacturer.
Obadiah Stane, Southern.
Manufacturer.
That's what we do. We're ironmongers. We make weapons.
My name on the side of the building.
And what we do keeps the world from falling into chaos.
Not based on what I saw. We're not doing a good enough job. We can do better. We're going to do something else.
Like what? You want us to make baby bottles?
That, by the way, the only time in the movie the actual bad guy... What he is, essentially, Ironmonger is the name of the bad guy, you know, in that suit. The only time his name's actually mentioned.
Sneaky way of doing it.
Yeah.
Manufacturer.
Manufacturer. Iron Man isn't just about iron and robots.
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow plays Tony Stark's personal assistant, Pepper Potts. And you can bet your metal undies.
Yeah.
Horseshit.
Terrible.
That there's just a bit of sexual tension.
Very nice.
Just a little bit?
The MIT commencement speech
is in June. Please don't harangue me about this stuff.
They're haranguing me, so I'm going to say yes.
Well, deflect and absorb it. Don't transmit it back.
I need you to sign this before you get on the plane.
What are you trying to get rid of me for? What, do you got plans?
As a matter of fact, they do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that. Already?
Yeah. Isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Well, get yourself something nice for me.
Yeah!
And?
Oh, it was very nice. Yeah. Very tasteful. Thank you, Mr. Stark.
You're welcome, Ms. Potts.
Yes, I am!
Iron Man
You're
also...
You're getting better, Jared.
...features a cast pulled...
Well, they're not named. I have to guess.
Pulled or reimagined right from the comic book. Luckily, it pays enough attention to the nerd set to make them very happy superfans. Favreau planned. And then there's no more text at the end of that one.
Right.
A fragment, Larry? What's in it?
It's a fragment. He planned.
He planned that
a trilogy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Planned a trilogy. And its opening weekend, Iron Man earned over $100 million in the U.S. and Canada alone, and is poised to be one of the biggest movies of the summer. Favreau planned Iron Man. Oh, okay.
Oh,
here
sorry,
it is.
I screwed up. Sorry.
Favreau planned Iron Man to be a trilogy of films, depending on the success of the first. Judging by the early returns, it looks like an Iron Man 2 will come out sometime in 2010. Now on to the reviews.
Hey, Mr. Smart Guy.
All right.
What do you think?
What did I think?
Yeah, go right to you.
I thought it was far and away the of this new age of comic book movies, the second best after the first, the new reinvention of Batman in Batman Returns.
Or Batman Begins.
Begins. No, Batman Forever. That was my favorite one.
Really?
Done.
All right.
With yeah. No. Yeah. I don't like the Spider-Man movies. I don't really. I don't dislike them. I just don't understand the huge general appeal those have found. I find I find those kind of annoying. This one is it was as far as a comic book movie goes exactly what it should have been. There's shit blowing up. It was, funny. He is probably a perfect person, character to have. And I think that Robert Downey Jr. is a perfect person to play him because he's kind of a dick, but not like in a mean dick way.
A likable dick. A charismatic, likable dick.
Right.
Much like Adam.
I think that if John Krasinski from The Office were going to be a superhero, he would be Iron Man.
Take that.
Okay. Molly, take that. Take it and run with it.
Okay, Adam. I really enjoyed it. I didn't want to go see it. I had no interest. I hadn't seen a trailer or anything. Somehow I missed all of the $75 million worth of advertising. But
well, you're not a male 18 to 34.
Yeah. Right. You're waiting for the Yaya Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants Part 2.
We went to it, and I feel like I spent more time talking about it afterwards than Adam or any of the guys. It was all of us girls talking.
Boys
about,
don't talk.
Boys so. Don't talk. I loved it. And I think I'd actually put it above Batman Begins for me.
I agree.
But I put it above.
Thank you, High Pass Filter.
I think I think the one thing that made me really like it is that it wasn't some high school kid or some young stud who is becoming the comic book.
It was a rich, older, good-looking stud.
It was an older, more experienced set of actors.
Do you like your more experienced set of things?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. No, but it was.
That's right.
The script. I think Jon Favreau brought a lot to the quality of it. I guess along with Robert Downey Jr. I think
and the Children of Men guys. I think those are a really good pairing to have fixed the script from what it was.
And there were comic book writers that also helped punch that up as well.
I read a lot of what the script was supposed to be in some of the first drafts, and I think they changed a lot, and it definitely developed it into something good. But again, it's just it was slightly out of that, what we've been saying, the stereotypical comic book storyline. I know there's a person who finds their powers, sees their wrong, does good, but amongst that, the people were actually a little bit different to
and
me.
He's still
and
kind of
that.
A dick.
Yeah,
They didn't belabor the whole issue of we need to have some super villain that's going to match up with him. That was kind of a the villain organically came out of the progression of the story, even though it was very obvious what it was going to be. I think that's what made it successful. And then so by doing that, there's more of a focus on the characters, and the origin is the actual origin of the superhero, not the superhero and the villain combination, which they can bring that into the next one.
Right on.
So
thank you.
I really enjoyed it a lot. I was very happy with it.
Would you agree with that, Jared?
I would definitely agree with that. After some careful consideration, I'm going to proclaim that the Iron Man is my favorite comic book movie to date.
Same here.
I liked it better than Batman Begins. I liked it better than the first Spider-Man.
Better than Hellboy?
Better than Hellboy. Better than X-Men 2. Whatever. I think it's the best so far.
Elektra, better than Elektra.
Close.
Close call, but
Daredevil?
I'm going to go with it.
Daredevil.
I think Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark was perfectly cast.
Pitch perfect?
Yes.
Sure, why not? Why not pitch perfect? Just could go with you. Make you happy. I think that the rest of the cast around him was very, very good as well. The writing was excellent. It was skillfully directed. I wasn't bored for a single minute of the film. And while it does occasionally fall into some of the... I'm sure you'll allude to this too, Shane, some of the traditional comic book movie plot devices, it didn't feel like it was redundant or had been done before to me. I don't know.
Even if it did, it was well executed.
It was well executed. Exactly.
You recognize it, but it was executed in such a way that it didn't matter.
And there's something to be said for a film that everyone has talked positively about, from friends to reviewers to whatever, that could potentially, put the bar way too high. And then, but when I went to see it, my expectations were high and they were met, and I enjoyed every frame. I even stayed to the end.
Well, I guess the only thing I can add to it is that I didn't really like it. So let's give it a score.
Wait, before you do that, I mentioned when we were talking about the Hulk, how I get too involved like in the back process of you know, making it and all that. So for whatever reason, I kind of thought that Robert Downey Jr., you know, like while, you know, he did the movie and everything, I, for whatever reason, just didn't think like, you know, he'd be like a big fan of it. You know, I knew like, it's like, there's no way he, you know, read the book, you know, comic books or anything. And, you know, he had, he even said that, but I was reading a couple interviews with him about it and he seems genuinely excited to do at least two more movies, you know, with the story and everything. So, you know, like that then makes me, I don't know why, but you know, then I'm like, good. Like at least we'll have, you know, consistency through it. And he's not like, what's his name? In Spider-Man 2 was already trying to
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, who's already trying to get out of it after Spider-Man 1, and you know, that's just...
Yeah, you would think that if you have the chance to define a iconic character like that, that you would, and if the first round goes well, that you would be on board to make sure that you can do anything you can to be pay tribute to that material and that character.
Yeah, let me put this out there to all of Hollywood.
They are listening. There's no question about it.
If you're asked to do a famous comic book character and that film performs well, they're going to want you to do more.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a big secret, but they're going to want you to do more.
And they're not
going
to want some
attitude. So quit whining about it.
Some attitude. They don't want to give you a final cut of the movie.
They're going to pay you well.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
also, you're doing a comic book movie. Try to have fun and not...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not everything has to be serious.
Which Robert Downey Jr. seems to have done. Yes. He seemed to have fun with it.
Yeah. Hugs and kisses. The Scope.
Dot, dot, dot. Your friends at The Scope. Jared, let's give it a score.
The Scope score is... 3.75 stars.
Near perfect. Shane, why did it not achieve a perfect score of 4?
I, you know, as much as we talked about being a perfect, it being a perfect movie, I still think that there was a little bit in there that was slow for me.
I don't know, I don't know a perfect movie.
But I still think it worked, you know? It just wasn't a perfect movie. That's all I'm going to say.
It's very hard to achieve. Yeah,
it is.
I don't know an example of one. The Shawshank Redemption is the only one I could think of that's high for me that has always stayed high, but I don't even think that's perfect.
Cocoon 2 for me would be as close as it comes.
Electric Boogaloo, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a random review.
Get ready for the random review of the week. It could be appalling, it could be incredible, but it's always unpredictable. The random review of the week.
We randomly selected The Bachelor.
London Calling, yes.
London Calling, and for against our better judgment, we didn't pick something else.
So it felt like watching the same show shows in a row. Yeah.
So Adam, give us your review script and your clips, and let's get to this train wreck.
All right. Hope you guys are ready to sit back for 2 minutes and listen to a single clip. The Bachelor is an American reality a dating game show that debuted back in 2002.
When I pull stuff from Wikipedia, he busts my ass. What Adam does, it's, you know, very, very good stuff.
I'm done with it now because, listen, it is not, to my surprise, based on the Chris O'Donnell drama from 1999.
Obviously, it is not from the Chris O'Donnell drama.
This, of course, turns out to be
the
show's biggest downfall and flaw, because as we all know, Chris O'Donnell equals critical and commercial gold.
What film has he been?
Batman and Robin.
Forever.
Yeah.
The series revolves around a bachelor who's courted by 25 women. The show follows the bachelor as he goes on to blah, blah, blah. And so that some more stuff happens. There's a roller coaster ride of emotions for both the bachelor and the women. At the end of the show, the bachelor is to pick one woman who he sometimes even proposes to. It differs from Rock of Love, the show that we reviewed on our last episode, and other shows like Rock of Love, by having women with slightly fewer STDs, less baggage, slightly more self-esteem, but not really, and being way more boring. Every season of The Bachelor includes some sort of gimmick. Season 10 was called... The Bachelor, Officer and a Gentleman, where the Bachelor was a U.S. Naval officer. Oh, but he wasn't. He was just a Navy doctor. In season 5, the Bachelor was perennial benchwarmer Jesse Palmer, backup quarterback of the Giants at the time. He was cut a week before the following football season was set to begin.
Wasn't Jerry O'Connell or one of those guys?
Yes, yeah. Jerry O'Connell's brother, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
This time around, celebrity
bachelor.
Yeah, this time around,
celebrity.
The Bachelor is exciting. Exactly one person in this room because he's British. Thankfully, ABC did a 5-minute recap / preview at the beginning of this episode to get us all caught up. This is not Lost. So take a listen.
Cheers.
Previously on The Bachelor, London Calling. British bachelor Matt Grant left his home in England and came to America in search of true love.
Wow. Yeah!
Last week, he visited 4 very different American families.
I'm loving this place.
In Los Angeles,
Lorenzo.
Llama.
One more time.
Llamas.
Shane's famous father questioned his daughter's intentions.
I think that it was the idea of being on television that was very enticing to her.
I am not here for any other reason than to be here for you.
In Colorado, Chelsea got some fatherly advice.
You have feelings for him, you need to be honest about it.
You know, I really like him, and I feel like we've developed genuine feelings for each other.
Have you said that to him?
If I want to take the risk, I need to put myself out there a little bit farther.
Beautiful hair, isn't it?
And Noelle fell in love.
I'm surprised by my feelings.
That's lovely. Lovely to meet you.
But with Amanda, it was a hometown like no other.
And you're touching my nipple.
What's going on?
Paul, please come and join us.
I think there's something you should know. Those aren't my real parents. This is all a prank.
You did get me. I can't lie.
She was brilliant. You're all pranks.
That was very, very funny.
All right, no, all pranks for your all gums.
But in the end, it was Noelle that had to say goodbye.
It's not the first time that having walls up has gotten me here. It happens a lot.
And now, only 3 women remain, and Matt faces the biggest decision of his life, because Matt will ask one of these women to marry him in what will be the most romantic finale in Bachelor history.
Sets the bar really high.
Yeah, no kidding. And he's only got those 3 to pick from.
I know. You know, I have to say, I see a repeating pattern. Didn't Adam pick the exact same clip for Rock and Love last year? Where was it? A summary of the show? Did he even watch the show?
It just had...
That was enough.
Yeah, Oregon, we got it. Locked in.
So in this episode...
Is paper really too expensive for you? What's the deal?
I told you, the printer is not set up anymore.
Thank you, Outdoor.
We're moving. Everything's packed.
Inconvenient truth.
In this episode, the British guy takes his ladies to Barbados, which, I was wrong, is not the island that Natalie Holloway was murdered in. That was Aruba.
easily confused.
For bringing that into the conversation.
Easily confused.
So he makes out with the baby talking one a lot. He goes on a boring date with the prankster one, who says like a lot.
She does.
And he goes snorkeling with the huge turtle. The third girl was there, but... they didn't really do anything.
He did it with a turtle.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Rather hit that turtle, get a little fin action than that girl.
Eventually, he kicks gums to the curb. seriously, if you see that girl smile, it's 90% gums. She gets really pissed, which is surprising. But if you compare it to Rock of Love or really anything,
it's tame.
Yeah, it's very tame.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how the show went. So... if you're listening to this on Monday, you can tune into ABC tonight and watch the Bachelor finale.
Wow, he's really thinking about the interesting. Yeah.
And we're not getting paid for that, right?
I'm getting paid for that.
Shit.
We are not, though, no.
Unfortunate.
Damn pronouns.
Let me be the first to say that I hated it. I hated every minute of it, and it is terrible. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Jared?
Unlike Rock of Love, I did not even get into this one. None of the 3 women were interesting at all. I feel bad for him if he's actually going to marry one. Although the only the only interesting part for me was when the one, was it the middle girl who got kicked off? All like pissed off and just really, really angry at him. At least that was interesting for about 30 seconds, but that was it.
Yeah. Molly, did you watch this?
Show makes you stupid.
There we go. And Adam, living proof of that. Go ahead.
My problem with it is not that I hate it as much as I'm so bored with it that then I just tune out and I start to hate it. So yeah, it was dumb and bad.
And David Lee Roth, would you watch the show again?
I don't know what he would say. What did he say?
Yes. He does not have very good taste, though.
He just wants something to kill time.
Let's give this thing a score.
The Scope score is 1/4 star.
And we give that under protest.
That's probably because, there was the one moment that I enjoyed. So if I could give it a 6th or a 5th or an 8th or 12th, I would have done that.
But. Are we done with random reviews now, Jared?
Well,
here
I was going to ask you. We have a bunch of shows that are ending next week, and so I've got them on the list if we want to spin the wheel and take one more shot.
WWE Raw.
What do you think, Adam? Do we spin it or do we ignore it and just pick up some other stuff that we want to do?
Well,
spin it.
Spin it.
We'll spin it, and then we'll see what we get.
Last one of the season. Here we go.
I think for the new format of the show, we need to make that sound effect a little more robust.
30 Rock.
You think so?
Yeah, like music behind it or something. I don't know.
No, it's without a trace. CBS 30
I say we skip it.
We'll spend one more time.
I like Without a Trace.
You would.
Didn't we watch Without a Trace one time?
I thought so.
We didn't.
No, that's Criminal Minds.
Why is it not replacing? It can't be the same thing again.
I thought it did this one time. We tried
like
to get
a
different show. Maybe Girlfriends. And we tried to get a different one and it keeps repeating the same one.
And try it again. One more. It's not coming up.
Okay, well, tune in to Molly's podcast to hear her review of Without a Trace.
I watch it with my parents.
Hell's Kitchen? We want to watch that?
How about if we do this?
How about we just skip it?
No, we're going to do this.
One more spin.
No, we're not going to spin it. We will call Molly on the next show, and she can give us a review of The Last Without a Trace. And then we don't have to do it.
But I will watch it.
I thought you said you watch it.
I said I like it. That doesn't mean I'm going to watch it.
We're done. Stop spinning the damn wheel.
I just want to see what comes up.
Whoa.
Everybody hates Chris? No. All right, screw it. We're done.
All right. The season is over.
It's been killed by apathy.
No, let's move on to what's coming soon.
No, I'm not. I'm out of position.
He's out of position.
Yeah!
Radim, let's hit this thing.
Oh, God!
I think that was my favorite.
Nobody.
Sounds like James Brown. It's kind of frightening.
Oh, David.
Yes, I am. No love. Run on one more time.
As Jared has a coronary. Let's listen to what Adam has to say.
I've never heard Jared laugh so much. Jared, can you turn down his mic?
Okay.
So for music, May 13th, we've got a new Death Cab for Cutie album.
Yes, I am!
That's it. Done.
Jason Mraz and the Old 97s. Oh. I didn't even know that Death Cab album's coming out.
It's coming out.
Well, why do you think they're coming here on for a tour?
Well, I won't go see them promoting.
They're coming to see you, the biggest concert goer in all of the Twin Cities metro area.
I think they're here like June 2nd or something.
Yeah,
like.
They heard you got front row tickets to the Concords. They're going to try to get them from you.
Yes.
I saw an all-ages Death Cab show, and it was ridiculous because it was almost all 14-year-old girls. It got so many numbers.
My roommate's going.
Thank you.
My roommate's going to the concert.
Okay.
Next.
May 20th, we've got Three Doors Down, The Dresden Dolls, Dunk Stuntsman. Scarlett Johansson's album comes out. She is a terrible singer.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But terrible. I will download that album because I like covers of what's his name.
Maybe we should review it.
Sure. And sure. Alanis Morissette. Well, I mean, they put so many effects on her voice. It doesn't. It just sounds like she's in a cave.
Sure. It does.
And Alanis Morissette. So there, Molly, instead of getting women movies, you get Scarlett Johansson and Alanis Morissette on the same day.
Oh. Isn't that empowering?
No.
You are empowered.
No.
That was very Oprah, the way you said that. That's funny.
It really was.
David Lee, is that empowering?
I don't know. I turned him off.
Damn it.
So for movies, May 16th. So we've got the two big ones coming out these next 2 weeks. May 16th, we have The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, the second book.
I'll be there alone, apparently.
You will be there alone.
And May 22nd. Shane does not go see Christian-themed movies.
Never.
I overlooked that stuff. I just wanted to
never.
A good story.
And then May 22nd, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. So we'll
indeed, it's a Thursday
out.
For everyone keeping score.
We are keeping score.
And then so for DVD, May 13th, we have The Great Debaters.
Oh, yeah.
Indiana Jones trilogy re-release. Mm. I have the normal trilogy. What's this got?
I think it has some other special features, but who
not
knows?
Sold.
Yeah. Not sold.
Mad Money, season one, I guess.
I want to see that.
SNL, season three.
Mad Money.
They're re-releasing the entire seasons of SNL? When did they start doing this?
They've been doing it the last couple years now.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Mad Money is like that 50s show that about Madison Avenue.
No, this is a movie. This is a movie called
really?
Mad Money. Yeah.
Right, I'm confused.
Mad Money, is that the one with
Queen Latifah?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, songs? Okay.
Right, screw that one.
Mad Men is
I don't want to see
AMC.
That one.
No, who wants to see that?
I was going
to
say, really? What?
May 20th, we have the special edition of 24 Season 1.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Charles in Charge Season 3. And really? Anyone out there that wants to buy Jess a present, The Muppet Show Season 3 also comes out that day. So
very exciting.
There's a lot of people out there who like that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I liked it when I was 4.
Yeah, I grew didn't out like it. As
I don't know, I don't know if I could like it now.
Video games for the week of May 11th. We've got Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian movie game tie-in, and Wii Sky. What's that? I haven't seen anything.
Wii Ski.
Wii Ski.
Wow! How did you spell it?
Yeah, I'm not the only one who.
S-K-I.
Oh, that's ski. There's no doubt about it.
And the award for the dumbest scope member.
Why are we high-fiving?
Because I'm not the only one who flubs this.
Who wins?
Radim Ritnik.
All right. Yay. Applause.
Is that going to use the balance board?
I don't know.
Okay.
Weird. Couldn't tell you.
May 18th, we fit with the balance
I guess
board.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, it could still use it.
No, maybe. Who knows?
There's some skateboarding game that EA is making that's going to use the balance board. It's kind of neat.
Can you buy it separately? I'm assuming
the board,
yeah,
yeah,
probably after Wii Fit.
After comes, Wii
Fit, yeah. So Wii Fit, Haze, and SingStar. SingStar isn't that the cheap Karaoke Revolution ripoff?
Yep, yeah. Which okay. does very very well.
Oh, okay.
Overseas and in the UK, and I guess they're going to try to.
What's Haze? I don't think I've heard of that.
It's
one.
A first person shooter for the PS3. That's
did
got
that
a lot of
did that Spielberg Wii game come out?
I think it did. Yeah.
You hear anything?
It's got
about
great
that?
Reviews, okay. And this is legitimately good reviews. Like the lowest I saw was like an 80, but. 80 to 100, if you want to give it that scale, Jared.
Right, we use the star scale, Shane.
Oh, I can't translate.
Familiar
that.
With that?
Can't translate
zero,
it.
0 to 4, quarter
that's,
increments.
That's it.
That's it.
There's nothing else coming. Tony soon in the next
Jared, weeks. We're done with Under the Scope.
Yeah.
Under the Scope.
Really got the timing of that down really well. I like that. The beat just flows right in.
Why don't you pat yourself on the back more?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He hurt himself by doing that.
Yeah, I did. Threw it out. So, we do comments here?
Sure.
Okay.
Do we have any?
We got a couple from the last show, show 49. Thosquanta, I just screwed that up, writes in to say, what is Brett going to do on the road? That's code for he's going to bang other chicks and need his rock of love to be A-OK with that.
Ah.
Jared, you're in a band. You know how that is, right? Right? Yeah, thanks for spoiling it there, Thosquanta.
The secret's out.
Secret's out. So now everyone knows when I'm out on the road that, you know, I want Rock of Love to stay at home. And
dude looks out. Look out.
Carrie also writes in and says, awesome game show. That is one of my favorite bits in a while. Referring to our Scope Instant game show.
It was pretty
last
good.
Show. Yeah.
I've got more ideas for that, everybody.
Rock and roll.
I'm still waiting for us to do that fun one with your nephew. Whatever that is, where... You ask him questions, and then Carrie or I guess if he's going to get it right or whatever. Remember that? That, okay. That was really good.
We need more game shows.
Basically,
game shows
anything,
are fun.
Anything
they're good for summer where, when we've got nothing else
going on. Where that little kid answers the phone or is recorded. Is right? Wasn't that the same kid?
Yeah, no, there was two kids.
Right, yeah. But
the youngest one did the... he talked about Star Wars back in the day, and then the older one was the one that talked about killing his mother on the phone. And
the whole family's gold. We'll just say that.
We're going to mine that family for gold.
Yeah. So if you got something to say, you can send us an email at comments@thescopeshow.com or visit thescopeshow.com, comment on the blog, or just keep it to yourself, as most people do. We did manage to get one review from Garrick.
Oh, did he?
On the iTunes.
Do we have some sort of applause sound we can give him? Over
maybe
this?
We can start a giveaway.
What are we going to give away?
Do you ever listen to iTunes? Double L-Y?
What?
Do you ever listen to iTunes?
What does that mean? You know what
exactly.
You just asked?
Shane, do you ever play the iTunes?
Is that a band?
You could review us, you know.
I'm sure I could. Why
would you do that? We're going to pin you down right now.
But I go to your site, and that's where I listen to it.
But go to iTunes.
You want to look like search, more people?
Search for us and then write a review for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you can say those episodes with Molly are the best. You can have her on more often.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to hold you to it. I mean, you're only bored at work. You've only got a whole research paper here for your summer movies. You've got a spreadsheet. I don't know what the hell's going on, but there's a lot of paper involving movies. So you could spend 5 minutes to write a review on us.
Suppose I could maybe handle that.
Thank you.
But it could be negative.
I hope not.
Better not be.
We'll see.
You'll be banned from
that
the show.
That would be, you know, the time for
you
quiet
this
reflection.
This is one of those times where I say, what's in it for me?
Well, Adam will take care of you.
You'll get to come back on the show. You'll That's what I'm saying. We could do a giveaway.
It's really a barter economy here on the Scope.
That's all we can do. That's what our budget affords.
We'll give away a permanent seat on the Scope.
Wow.
That would be something.
Like a new permanent host?
Yeah, like if you... We'll do a drawing.
Adam's just trying to get it. This is his exit strategy.
You can see Adam's wheels in motion right here.
If you review it, we will do a drawing. Note that the drawing will also have our names in it, so you might lose.
I think that's a fair trade-off. Jared, do you have any plugs, any locations you're going to be at in the future?
No, nothing going on until July.
Molly, what about you? Any places you're going to be that people need to know about?
If you'd like to come and watch a losing kickball team,
yes,
we play at Beckett Field off of Lake Street.
But like
Thursdays.
Sam Beckett from Quantum Leap?
No, like Beckett Sports Baseball Card Guide.
Yeah. Thursdays.
Of course.
That's when we play.
Okay. And Adam's going to be there?
Yeah, I will.
Running to the pitcher's mound after every kick?
Oh, Adam. You know better than that.
I'll be in Hart County, Kentucky in a few weeks.
Very nice.
Yeah. What's going on in Hart County?
Training.
Really?
Yep.
What kind of social events will you be attending there?
I don't know. It's bar. It's Kentucky, so it's probably meth.
A lot of bluegrass music there?
Oh.
Are you going to go to Bonnaroo?
I am not going to go to Bonnaroo, no.
Okay. Oh, yes!
One more from him.
What about you, Shane? Are you going to be
Shane,
anywhere?
I'm not going to be anywhere. I'll be re-roofing my house next Saturday. Thank
You'll
you
be
very
at
much.
Home.
But you won't actually be doing it, though.
I won't be, but I will be there.
Would you be supervising the entire job?
I would be the crew supervisor, Adam.
You would stand there with a thermos of coffee.
Exactly.
Hard hat.
Plate full of cookies and lemonade. Just in case they need it. Yes.
A little ruffled apron on.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, before we go, I just want to say that a good friend of the show, Earl, is going through some tough times right now. And just want everyone out there to have your best wishes and thoughts with him. He needs them. So hopefully he'll be on the show as good as new. So until then, episode 51 coming at you in only 2 weeks. Get ready for it. We'll see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing 206-350-7056. Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying au revoir. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.